You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And now come with me to a place you won't learn about in geography, but it's where we can briefly escape from misogyny. Let's go to respected Ladyland!
Whoa, when you hear a woman cry all night long,
was the voice of Marianne Fisher, former duet partner of Ray Charles, who went out on her own in the late 1950s. Welcome to Respected Ladyland, located far away from the troubles of today. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and this weekly radio project is my attempt to shine a light on the often ignored endeavors of women of the mid-20th century record industry. It was a time period when women had little opportunity within the industry, and they received very little credit for what they were able to accomplish under such oppressive circumstances. This series aims to help bring those women further to the forefront of our collective music and cultural history. And that leads us to the topic of this episode. Over the next hour, I'll be focusing on a woman who was a vocalist, songwriter, A&R person, label promoter, producer, and record label founder. Her stage name was Pearl Woods. She also happens to have written a handful of songs that have graced my DJ dance floors since I first began DJing in-person dance parties oh so long ago. I'm really looking forward to sharing some of her music with you. So every song you hear on this program is partially or entirely written by Pearl Woods. You will also hear some records she made as a vocalist. Now, if you look up Pearl Woods online, the first thing you'll probably learn is that Etta James recorded a few of her songs in the early 1960s. We'll get to that later because it ends up being kind of a big deal. For now, we're going into a short set of Pearlwood songs, including one performed by illustrious 60s soul singer Walter Jackson. I said, whoa, whoa. Leading things off is Pearl Woods herself from 1965 with a secular adaptation of a popular gospel standard.
That's right. You better make it up in your mind. I'm and pull my coat. Hey, you better straighten up or get right now and do right. Hey,
that's right.
You better make it up in your mind. I'm gonna put you down, yeah. Somebody done pulled my coat. Hey, you better straighten up or get right now and do right. Hey,
that's right.
You better make it up in your mind. I'm gonna put you. Oh, you better do that, honey.
From 1965, that's Etta James in Respected Ladyland. Now Walter Jackson from 1962 on X-Ray FM.
I don't wanna suffer like I did before. I wanna take you back, but I've got to say no, 'cause it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. And I don't wanna suffer. No, no, I don't wanna suffer. You say you have changed, and I'm glad for you. But we must face the facts. This time we're really through, 'cause darling, it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. Much too late. And I don't wanna suffer. No, I don't wanna suffer. Many days and nights I've cried over you, while I slept on a tear-stained pillow. You are being untrue. Go find yourself another. Let's make a brand new start. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish you happiness. I mean it from my heart. 'Cause darling, it's too late.
Too late.
It's too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Much too late.
Too late.
I don't wanna suffer. I don't wanna suffer.
Too late.
No, no,
too late.
I don't wanna suffer.
Too late. Too late.
It's been a long time since you broke my heart, and I'm never gonna let you do it again.
Shout! 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 Shout!
More Time with Pearl Woods and the Gems from 1960. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're tuned in to the respected Ladyland Radio Project. On this episode, the spotlight is on Pearl Woods, songwriter, vocalist, producer, and so much more. In 1962, Argo Records, a subsidiary of Chess Records in Chicago, released a record by Etta James, which she wrote with Pearl Woods. The tune ended up becoming one of Etta James's signature songs, but it also turned out to be a song with legs that just kept running and running and running, even to present day. It's called Something's Got a Hold on Me. People just can't seem to get enough servings of that song. It gets gobbled up and regurgitated into something new every couple of years, whether it's a cover version of the song or some kind of recording with samples from that song. In recent years, it seems to also be a favorite for use in commercials, so much that I'm convinced anyone born in the last 15 years will most definitely think of that song solely as an advertising jingle. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I hope that the relatives of Pearl Woods and Etta James are making some big money off of all of that. I'm about to play my favorite recording of that song. It's from Etta James' Rocks the House LP from 1963, one of the best live albums of all time. Here it is, followed by several other songs from the Pearl Woods Songbook.
Ladies and gentlemen, star time. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the star of our show, and how about a great big round of applause for Miss Etta James.
Oh, can't put a hurting on me. I said, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, hey, whoa, it must be love. You know it walk like love. It talk like love. I feel all right. The middle of the night, yeah.
This is X-Ray FM.
Thank you very much.
There's a cute little girl sitting in the corner. Sweet little thing standing way over yonder. Pretty little girl sitting in the row. Never where I look, I see more, more, more cute little girls.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet little girls. I'm telling you, I never seen so many cute little girls. Forever cute little girl that I've kissed. I can see a million more that I missed. For every sweet thing that I've squeezed, I see a hundred I'd like to tease. Did you ever seen so many cute little girls? Yes, I got a cute little girls in the north, sweet little things in the south. Cute little girls in the east and pretty little things in the west. Did you ever, seen so many cute little girls? There's a cute little girl sitting in the corner, a sweet little thing standing way over yonder. A cute little girl sitting in the road, never where I look I see more, 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 more cute little girls. Girls. I'm telling you, I've never.
Country singer-songwriter Don Gibson from 1961. I'm DJ Action Slacks. You're hanging out in respected Ladyland. And the Sensations from 1962.
They had a tater mashing, skirt popping, country slapping time last night. Hoo-hoo-wee.
The kind of swinging get together last night. Yeah, yeah, in the corner stood my man Pete.
Get it, Pete.
He couldn't dance cause he had bad feet.
Ooh.
And way across the room was poor Pete's girl, trying to twist her fine self right out of this world. There were boys,
girls, at the party across the hall,
every shape and size. Yeah, yeah, there were boys and girls and boys in every shape and size.
Girls at the party last night.
We had a soul twisting, lip smacking, back snapping time last night.
Get it.
floor.
What was she doing?
What was she doing?
Woods and the Gems from 1960, and the Harlem vocal group The Dubs were before that from 1960 as well with the song Joogie Boogie. This radio program, the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, highlights the contributions women made to the record industry during the mid-20th century. This isn't intended to be any kind of definitive history of women in the record industry. My goal with this series is to compile information in a way that, as far as I know, has not yet been done. This is a resource so that people can find out about the existence of certain women who haven't received enough attention or credit for their work. I am DJ Action Slacks. Let's keep slopping on. Further into this episode, I'm highlighting the talents of Pearl Woods, a singer, a songwriter, a hitmaker, a record label founder, producer, and so much more. Pearl Woods was born in South Carolina in the 1930s. She relocated to New York City, and that's where she launched her music career with a vocal group that included another 1960s soul music hero, Doris Troy. In fact, Doris reportedly does backup vocals on the song that we just heard, Slappin'. The next record you'll hear was released on a subsidiary of New York City's iconic black-owned independent record label, Sue Records. Here comes Pearl Woods from 1962.
Don't ever tell everything you know. Keep your secrets to yourself. If your own secrets ain't safe with you, tell me how you're gonna trust somebody else. Don't tell it all.
Don't tell it.
Keep your business to yourself.
Don't
let your left hand know what your right hand do.
Don't tell it all.
Don't tell your friends about the one you love and all the sweet things he do. And just as soon as you turn your back, they're trying to find out if what you said is true. Don't tell it all.
Don't tell it.
Keep a little to yourself.
Don't tell it.
Get it off your chest. But hold on the best.
Don't tell it all.
Talkin' about the ruins of the foolproof plot. The talk is the worst enemy you've got. Don't let a friend make you feel your soul. Your only power is your ass in the hole. Now don't put your business in the streets, whether it's good or sad. If you don't brag when you're doing good, nobody's gonna know when things get bad. Hand know what your right hand do.
Don't tell it all.
Now don't put your business in the streets, whether it's a good or sad. Cause if you don't brag when you're doing good, nobody's gonna know when things get bad. Don't tell it all.
Don't tell it.
Keep your business to yourself.
Show
your hand, you blow your plan.
Don't tell it all.
And I keep living now.
Next door to that
I got to keep on.
Next door to that blues.
And after all I've been through, friends, I had to move. Oh, oh, oh. Next door to the blues.
Next door to the blues.
Sorrow. You can tell it in my talk. My heart hurts. When I walk, I cry on a pillow made of stone. Pity is my name, and a thing called love is to blame. I keep on living now. I keep on living now. To the blues. talk I hear. Every word brings a tear. And pity is my name. And a thing called love is a blame. I keep on living, darling. To the blues.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, 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 from the cup of woe I drank my share. And that city called heartache, whoa, I used to live in. Oh, well, I could have saved myself the fun. If I only knew then what I know now. Oh, well, you think you can buy experience? That's the biggest mistake you can make. But when your past meets your future face, you pay for your mistakes. I know you do. No lonely nights and many tears ago.
From 1962. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're relaxing in respected ladyland. And now the impeccable falsetto of Ted Taylor.
I used to think I was a lucky guy, but I'm the most pretty girl in town. I didn't care how you broke my poor little heart. I'm just happy just to be your clown. But I want to tell you,
ain't like that no more.
Whoa.
Listening to X-Ray FM.
To keep you happy, how hard I try. But the more I do, the less I satisfy. I believe you got a girlfriend somewhere across town. Kind of love I don't understand. Treat me like a cigarette. That's not your brand. feeling something funny's going down.
Tillman from 1962. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and the radio program you're listening to right now is called the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. On this episode, so far, we've been focusing on songs written by Pearl Woods, but she was so much more than a songwriter and a singer. In my research, I was able to find a tiny blurb from 1966, published in both Billboard magazine and Jet magazine. It says, singer Pearl Woods was signed to an artist contract with Duke Peacock Records of Houston, Texas. Already has had it expanded to include A&R work with the firm. And with further digging, I found out that she had also been given the responsibility of East Coast promotion and production for Duke Peacock Records. Clearly, the owner of the label, Don Roby, found her to be quite a capable person. Don had a reputation of being a tough guy. He also was known for giving himself songwriting credit for songs recorded on his record label. He is not known for actually writing those songs. And that's why it's impressive that Pearl managed to negotiate a shrewd deal for herself, as well as keep songwriting credit for her own tunes for the label. It was at Duke Records that Pearl was able to make her biggest impact, producing and writing a couple of big hits for soul legend Bobby Blue Bland. And ultimately, she used the money she earned at Duke to establish her own record label and song publishing company. I'm launching this next set with one of my favorite Bobby Blue Bland Records, which just happens to be written and produced by Pearl Woods for Duke Records.
Up every morning with the sun, I work all day till the evening comes. Blisters and corns all in my hand. Lord, have mercy on a working man. I guess I'm gonna die just like I'm living. Poverty. My pay goes down and tax goes up. I drink my tea from a broken cup. Between my woman and Uncle Sam, I can't figure out whose fool I am. I guess I'm gonna die just like I'm living in poverty. So hard, but it's fair. Everybody talks, but nobody really cares. I can't save a dime, can't borrow 1 cent. I pay my bills, I can't pay my rent. The old lady's fussing and the kids are crying. Won't let me join the welfare line. I guess I'm gonna die just like I'm living in poverty. There's a war on poverty. They say it's going around now. That's why I'm gonna stay here.
some old man. She's a shamba. I say ain't it a mean old man, mean old man's world. I ask you ain't it a mean old man, mean old man's world. Oh Lord, it's a mean old man, mean old man's world. It's a mean old man.
Marcells from 1962. You also heard Dinah Washington with It's a Mean Old Man's World from 1962. And Just Like a Fish was performed by Esther Phillips. All of those were Pearl Woods songs. We're just about out of time for this visit, but remember, you can visit respected Ladyland anytime on your own by checking out the archives in the radio section of my website, djactionslax.com. You can also sign up for my email list there to receive updates about my in-person events, djactionslax.com. Thanks for taking some time out to find out a little bit about Pearl Woods, a woman who wore many hats in the mid-century music industry. She was ambitious and shrewd, but in the 1960s, that only got a woman so far in the record biz before she hit the wall. In the early 1970s, Pearl and her husband left the music business to start a ministry. And I'm closing out this episode with Pearl Woods.
I stick my baby, this is love in the first degree. Listen to me. I stick my baby, hey, hey.